The head of Vermont's second-largest utility plans to leave her post on March 1st to focus on her campaign to unseat Governor Phil Scott, a first-term Republican. Christine Hallquist first faces a Democratic primary in August. She says that Vermont is being threatened by policies from Washington that must be addressed.
We're looking at cuts in Medicaid, Medicare, and LIHEAP. And of course, Vermont has always been committed to try to get everybody covered with health care. And of course, that puts pressure on our financials. And then the other part is our whole culture itself. You know, we've seen in Vermont over the past month, we've seen white supremacists popping up in many places. We've actually arrested somebody, one kid, because luckily we caught him before he caused violence in our Fairhaven school. So Vermont needs a strong leader, and I'm a strong leader.
So what issues would you want to tackle first as governor?
Vermont's number one issue that I would focus on, and there are many top-level issues, but we've been struggling just like the rest of the country with higher rates of poverty amongst rural Vermonters. The only way we're going to get development in rural Vermont is by providing fiber to every home and every business. Rural development consists of roads, water, sewer, electricity, and fiber these days. Without fiber, we're not going to bring people, young people certainly aren't going to come to rural Vermont. Many governors try to tackle this, but I'm a utility manager, and this is what we do.
Christine, in reading about your pending announcement to run for governor, I saw that you voted for Republican Governor Phil Scott in 2016. But now you're going to be running against him as a Democrat. What changed your mind about Governor Scott enough to, number one, run against him, and number two, run against him as a Democrat?
Well, 2016 was radically different than 2018. And if you look what's happening nationally, I wasn't as concerned in 2016, so I wouldn't even have thought of running for governor. It really is. I was motivated by the Women's March. I'm motivated by the Me Too movement. Certainly from a gender perspective, I think we need to put the period at the end of the sentence. And on top of that, we've got, lots of negative headwinds coming out of Washington. So point is, Governor Scott, he's a nice person, but we need more than a nice person now.
What policies do you want to see changed that you disagree with him or you feel he hasn't gone far enough on?
Well, I already described one in terms of bringing fiber to rural Vermont. Secondly, I won't take money from the NRA. I'm not saying he did, but certainly from a gun position, we got to put some rational gun legislation in place. And I know the Republicans have been very, very wary of even approaching that issue. So I'll probably take a stronger position than he will on that one. And I'm also very supportive of a $15 minimum wage.
Earlier in the conversation, you said gender, and then we should put a period on the end of that, which probably referred to your transgender status. Do you think that the media has put too much attention on your transgender status as you enter the race?
I don't think they are, because I think it's a really legitimate question. And I know there are going to be extremes on this issue. I've already got some veiled death threats on one side, and on the other side, I got people who are just going to vote for me because I'm transgender. Neither of those are good. I want people to go beyond that and focus on my policies and my resume and my temperament. I think it's very legitimate to ask questions about my transgender status. It's a fact that I'll be the first transgender CEO, transgender governor in the country. But I certainly want everybody to look beyond that. That can't be the key topic of the campaign.
Christine Hallquist, you have had to resign your job as the head of the Vermont Electric Cooperative to run for governor, although you aren't leaving until March 1st. How difficult a decision was it to know that you would have to leave your job to seek another job?
That was extremely hard. I've spent 18 years with Vermont Electric Co-op, the last 12 as CEO. And when I started, the company was just above junk bond status. The state was ready to pull its certificate of public good. All of us worked together. I worked closely with all the employees to get us to the place of where we are today, which is an A-plus rated company, Standard & Poor's, highly respected, great work environment. So I have a relationship with every employee here and our board of directors. That's really hard to leave.
Hallquist is expected to face Lake Champlain International Executive Director James Ellers and 13-year-old Ethan Sonborn of Bristol in the August Democratic primary. Republican Governor Phil Scott has not announced his reelection plans, but is expected to seek a second term. Vermont does not have an age requirement for gubernatorial candidates. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.